Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I saw a story that I need everyone to pay very close attention to. If you have a junk drawer at your house, does everybody have one?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have just one?
Yes.
Two and a half.
Yeah, probably. I figured a hoarder like you would probably have several.
Well, I've got a junk basement.
Yeah, but do you have just like, I'm going to get to this. And then there's just a drawer that's like, oh, people are coming over. Oh, you don't have people come over.
That's the basement.
You just tuck things down the stairs?
There's like random paper bags.
We found people down there.
No. Rats, maybe.
Oh, my God. You guys, don't watch the Ed Gein story, but absolutely watch the Ed Gein story. When you talk about people in the basement, he's that serial killer psycho. It's like, you should really watch it just because What's His Bucket is such a good actor in it.
Charlie Hunnam.
Yes.
I'm not interested in my skin being made into a lampshade,
though. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm with
you.
No, but more importantly, like you realize he's like, Mom, where's my favorite bowl? And like he's getting it. And then you realize, oh, that's the top of a skull. Like he's chopped off the top of a skull. And that's what he eats his meals out of is like the
And
the
his bowl. Mom just knows?
Well, I mean, spoiler alert. Have you ever seen Psycho?
No.
Oh, well.
No.
His mom is the one killing people in the hotel and stuff. But it's really him dressed as his mom. His mom's been dead forever. He just puts her clothes on and he's got her rotting corpse sitting in a chair. That's really what this guy did.
There's so many like great, awesome people that have lived, you know? Like, let's do documentaries on them.
But nobody goes to a movie
like, worst of the worst.
You're either plunk down money to watch, oh yeah, look, everything worked out in his life.
Yeah, I would.
No, you don't. You don't, though. People don't.
There's like the Michael Jordan movie.
Yeah. That's a documentary, but it's a long...
No, like, the movie.
The Last Dance? That's a documentary.
No.
Space Jam? Is that what you mean?
I think she thinks Space Jam's a movie. It's also not real.
I'm talking about the Nike movie.
Oh, the Phil Knight movie?
Oh, Air.
Air.
Air with Ben Affleck and that. Yeah.
But, some darkness in the movie, right?
Okay. It's like,
I know it's not eating your SpaghettiOs out of Erica's head.
I don't like that.
I don't even know how I got here.
Me either.
Okay, but anyway, watch if you're into like, it's
you're
by the same people who did
drawer.
The Dahmer thing.
Yeah, I know.
And the Menendez brothers or whatever.
You're talking about the junk drawer.
Okay, so I saw a story. This Virginia woman was cleaning out her house and found a box of lottery tickets in her closet.
Oh,
and
okay.
When I read it, I was like, that's me.
Oh.
I buy, like, for Christmas and stuff and different times in the year, I buy scratchers, like the lottery scratchers. And then if they're winners, like, I'll scratch them like, that's a winner. I got to remember to take that to King Supers. And I forget. So when I saw that story, she found a box and she took it in. One of them was $100,000.
What?
Question. Is there a time limit on when you can claim those things?
So on a lot of the scratchers, for sure, like the Mega Millions, I think you have like a year from the drawing or whatever. But like, and the scratchers, Like, I just get the Colorado Lottery app out.
You just scan them there.
Like, you can just scan right there. Oh. And a lot of times, it doesn't tell you how much. It'll be like, so you really have to scratch all the numbers off and go, $5 plus $2 plus whatever. But it's like, woohoo, you may be a winner. Take it to the store. Huh. So when I saw this, I'm like, this woman had no idea she had a $100,000 winner, went into her junk drawer, was like, oh. So I went into my junk drawer.
What'd you find?
I had $135 worth of winning lottery tickets.
What? Oh my gosh.
Really?
Yes.
Are you taking us to dinner?
No, I'm taking... Look, do you know how this works? Like, I could go to like King Supers or somewhere, okay, and like hand them the ticket, and then they scan it and they go, here's your money. Or you go up to one of the kiosk things. Have you seen the kiosks? Or like, it's a vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. In King Supers, on each entrance, there's one of those things.
And you stick your...
You just like, first you put your ID, boop.
Okay.
And it tells them, yeah, you can play. And then you stick the ticket under there and it's like, boop, $50 winner. And you go, boop. $50 winner, and then tell you get 135 in credits, and then you can pick extra scratch tickets.
Oh,
and it just prints them out.
Keep it rolling.
Yeah. But you know what else you can do?
What?
You can click on Mega Millions and it'll print those tickets out. So I'm going to get off the scratcher game.
Oh.
Take the windfall from the scratchers and get out, because it's up. It's super high now, right?
It's over a half billion. I don't know the exact number, but it's over a half billion.
Yeah. Like, so remember when I got in trouble because I said I would give you each like $10,000 or what did I say? Yeah.
Hold up. Do you see how low that number just got? Yeah. First off, it was like 100,000. You are such a... What did you just do?
Well, I'm realizing that maybe I thought my numbers were wrong. Maybe I was thinking like I was giving you 100 million.
No, you're giving a million. Like, it's 547 million right now. Right. Mega Millions is five. So if I get there tonight or tomorrow, because the drawings are on Tuesday and Friday, but like we care about the Tuesday one, I can get $135 worth of Mega Millions tickets right now.
And then you'll give us each 4 million.
I will give you get $10,000. You get the way she tells the story is like, I'm giving you $100,000. Like I said, $10,000. Right. $1,000 right there. I'll write you a check. Okay. So I'm just telling everybody, you guys probably don't hoard lottery tickets like I do.
I don't.
No, but it's a good, check.
But I bet you should go look. Like, maybe you have a Pokemon card in there that's worth something. Like, probably, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, get in your junk drawer.
Mm-hmm. I've got definitely technology. I feel like there's old gadgets and stuff in there.
Right.
It's probably worth something.
Sell it.
Yes.
And like on Craigslist.
Turn it into something bigger.
Turn it into Mega Millions tickets.
Yeah. 547 million, man.
It's $5 a ticket. Your life.
Yes. So buy a ticket right now, but first, check your junk drawer.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.